Justin Timberlake, My Love. My Love. It's 4:45.
This is Radio 1.
My Love. So I was made an offer I couldn't refuse early this week to cut Andy Murray,
yeah,
big tennis star, and his hair.
Yeah.
Now, his hair is very unkempt.
Unruly.
Yeah. But it was for Children in Need. We asked you to text in yesterday afternoon, and we have raised the 10 grand. So thank
well
you
done.
So much if you picked up your phone and texted for me to cut Andy Murray's hair. We got the 10 grand just before I started to give him the snip.
Good.
Now, it's the first time I met him. Didn't really know much about him at all. Yeah. And to be honest, his hair was far from brilliant. Andy, hi, welcome to the salon.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, yeah. How long is it since you last went to the hairdressers?
It was about 2 weeks before Wimbledon last year, so I don't know how long is that, 16, 17 months?
Yeah. It's quite curly and quite long, isn't it?
Yeah. It's also very bad as well.
What are you looking for? What do you want me to do?
Like, I was actually, your hair I think is quite cool.
Really?
I was thinking, yeah, something along those lines, kind of right. Short.
Right, how long have you got? Because my average haircut does take about 3 hours.
Yeah, I don't know what the time is just now. I think I've got about half an hour, 40 minutes.
Good. Good, excellent. Now, you do know I'm not actually a qualified hairdresser, don't you?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
The only problem is, so far, the only cut that I can really do... You remember Rachel, our friends, circa 1996?
Yeah.
That haircut that everyone had then?
Yeah.
That's the only one I can do.
Okay.
So, if it does turn out like Rachel, we do have a hat which you can wear on the way out.
Yeah, I've got one. Right. I brought one just in
case. You've actually bought one. He bought his own hat.
Were all his PR people around him?
Yes.
Because whenever you say anything that I think is very funny, they kind of, And then he says anything that isn't remotely even funny, and they're,
Oh, Andy, you're so funny, Andy. Yeah, there was loads of PR people there and loads of paparazzi taking photos as well. I never realised cutting an 18-year-old's haircut would be such a big deal, really. Anyway, are you ready for some of the highlights?
Yes, please.
Okay, here's me getting started. All right, good. Now we can actually cut your hair. Special. Oh, God. We put the music back on or something. This is really stressful. See, they had the Christina Aguilera album on before, and then as soon as we started getting cutting, they just turned all the music on.
Went silent.
Yeah. Really very stressful.
Was the pressure building now?
Yeah. If you can picture the scene, very stressful. PR people everywhere holding clipboards. Loads of photographers, all of his people, and just deadly silence.
And some TV cameras as well.
Yeah, and they all watched me. So I continue with my conversation. So you're a tennis player then, are you?
I am, yeah.
Well done. Well done.
Well, you had to start somewhere, don't you?
So the most... Probably the best tennis player in Britain, our only chance of winning a Grand Slam in the next 5 years. Everybody knows he's in the world's top 20. He is a tennis player, and you begin with...
So you're a tennis player, are you?
So you're a tennis player.
Oh, I thought he was the pub landlord this time yesterday. Anyway, on we go. So you're a tennis player then, are you?
Yeah.
You any good?
I'm okay. I'm not too good.
Is it difficult? Because it looks quite easy on the telly.
Oh, really? I wouldn't say it's easy, no.
Right. Do you find it easy?
It depends who I'm playing against. Against some players it's easy, but against others it's pretty hard.
Are you better than Tim Henman?
I can't answer that. I've achieved about 1% of what Tim Henman has so far,
okay.
So no, I'm not as good as him.
Yeah, but you're younger than him, aren't you?
Just a bit, just 13 years.
Right. Been on your holiday yet this year? I think it's going quite well.
Yeah, it's flowing, to be honest. There's a real banter between the two of you.
Can you hear all the clicking from the photographer, so that put me right off, I tell you.
Good Tim Henman question, though, I like that.
Been on your holiday yet this year? I think that's a great question to ask, don't you?
That's very good, yeah.
Now, I think at this point he starts to sound a little bit nervous.
How's it looking?
Yeah, it's getting there. I had it all under control.
When you say it's getting there, what was it getting toward? To the Jennifer Aniston?
It was looking a bit Rachel-esque at the back. Okay. That's the only one I know how to do.
You said short at the back, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, sure. Not bold, but...
When are you planning to go outdoors next?
I think that's the worst question that your hairdresser could possibly ever ask.
Mm.
Don't you?
Well, maybe, yeah. He's planning to go out to dinner tonight was the answer to that, so...
But when you're sat in a salon and you can't see what the person behind you is doing, and you can't see what's going on at the back of your head, you really don't want them to ask this.
When are you planning to go outdoors next?
Now, I want you to also notice that the laugh is getting even more nervous now. Anyway, we carry on.
When are you next playing?
Saturday.
Where?
In Aberdeen. I'm playing at Scotland against England in the Aberdeen Cup, so...
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Excellent. So, right, you can't really wear a hat for that either, can you?
Well, I actually always wear a hat when I play anyway, so if you do a good job, I'll play without a hat if you do a good job.
Thanks.
So that's when we'll find out, you see, whether he actually likes the haircut or not.
So this will be the test.
Yeah, because he won't be wearing a hat if he likes it.
Wow.
He didn't trust me, though, listen.
It's nicely layered at the back now, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's good.
Can anybody back that up?
What do you think?
Everybody? Beautiful. Pretty good, actually. Yeah. It's not bad.
All the photographers, yeah, looks all right, mate. Yeah, looks fine, yeah. The verdict on what Andy Murray thought of my hairdo coming next. Radio 1's chart show. With JK and Joe.